Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Rejoice, because we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to know that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We have an exciting topic today, and that is faith for every decision. I know that you may be going through things in your life, and you may have decisions that you need to make, but we need faith in God to believe him to help us to make the decisions that is before us. But first of all, we want to go before the throne of grace, and we would like to give you a special invitation to come and to go with us before the throne. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Oh, God, we thank you for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you today, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and your word is a light unto our pathway. Thy word how we hear in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, have your way today. Lord, we petition you, God, to touch every individual that are listening to this broadcast. God, those that are in Chicago, those that are in Texas, those that are in Tampa, God, those all over the map, God, calls their lives to be changed drastically because of your word. God, deal their faith. God, today, encourage their heart. God, give them hope. And God, let them know, God, that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. Father, we just thank you, God, for all that you have done and all God, that you're about to do in this broadcast. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Again, our topic today is faith for every decision. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and I would like to take this time to introduce to you our panelists for the Breakthrough Broadcast. Miss Helen Watson. Ms. Watson is the executive director and founder of the latest Crisis Center for Girls. And Ms. Watson today will be talking about faith for the next generation. And that's going to be found in Genesis, the 24th chapter, 1st through the 9th verse. And just in case you're looking for it, our scripture text will be taken from the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible. And then we're going to go to Dr. June Normill. Dr. June Normill is a licensed, professional, ordained preacher of the gospel. Dr. Normill is a ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and a professional Christian counselor. She is a member of Word for Jesus House of Prayer, where her bishop is a none other than Bishop Elijah Johnson. And Dr. Normill will be discussing a specific prayer of faith. It is taken also from the same book, Genesis, the 24th chapter, 10 through the 19th verse. So I want you to just to get ready because God is getting ready to bless you. And we also have with us Pastor Francina Shanks. Pastor Shanks is the founder of Reaching Souls for Jesus Outreach and Deliverance Minister. She's a preacher of the gospel. God has called her to win souls for the kingdom of God and to lift up his name. So they're going to tell you, come to you, they're going to give you what God has given you. And by the way, Pastor Shanks and Pastor Normil, there we're both going to be talking and speaking from a specific prayer of faith from Genesis, Genesis the 24th chapter. Remember, Dr. Normil is going to come from Genesis 10 through 19. Pastor Shank will take 20 through 28. And then I will come in with Dr. McCoy, and my topic will be faith to accept God's will. And that is taken from Genesis, the 24th chapter, 50 through the 61 first verse. So I know you can't wait to get started. I know you want to hear what God has spoken into the heart of his people on today. And yes, you still have time to call your neighbor, call your friend, let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go to our first speaker, and that will be none other than Miss Helen Watson. And we will hear her speak and talk about today, faith for the next generation. Miss Watson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and welcome to all our panelists, our guest panelists, and our listening audience, Breakthrough Broadcast listening audience. As Dr. McCoy said, I'm going to be speaking on faith for the next generation, coming from Genesis 24:1-9, and it reads, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of the house that ruled over all he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among them among whom I dwell." And the fourth verse says, "But thou shalt go into my country, into my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And the servant said unto him, "Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring thy son again into the land from whence thou comest?" And Abraham said unto him, "Beware that thou bring not my son hither again." And the seventh verse said, "The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed I will give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from him. And 8 says, "And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this, my oath. Only bring not my son hither again." And the 9th verse says, "And the servant put his hand under his thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter." And we see here, it says, faith for the next generation. We see that Abraham is stricken in age. He's getting older in age. He's old in age, and he wants his son Isaac to have a wife. And that's what we see here. It's actually a bride for Isaac in the 21st, starting off in the 21st verse. And we see that Abraham is making his servant take an oath in this reading. He's telling him what to do and what God would have him to do. Here we see him keeping the covenant with God. He's passing on. He prepares to pass on the faith or the covenant. And we know the story of Abraham, how God promised he and his wife Sarah that they would have a son in their old age, and they did, which was Isaac. And we know by the story of Abraham that Ishmael was also his son, but Ishmael was not ordained by God to be the promise. Isaac was the promise. So here we see him promising, making his servant, his eldest servant of his household, to swear that he would go and he would keep that covenant with God and do not bring a wife from the Canaanites for my son. He did not want his son marrying into the Canaanites because they were paganists. So they would turn Isaac's heart away from God, and he knew that. He wanted to keep the covenant with God. And here we see him telling his servant what to do, giving specific instructions, like God gives us specific instructions sometimes, and sometimes we don't always listen, and then we get off. That brings me back to his wife, Sarah, when the Lord told them they were going to have a son. She got in a hurry, and she she sent her handservant into her husband, and we know that that's how Ishmael came about. But God will have us to listen, and he gives us specific instructions. So in order for the next generation of for the covenant to come, he has to have a wife. He has to carry on that seed, because Abraham saw what God promised him, which was Isaac. But he had not, he died in his old age, not seeing all the generations that were going to come out of him. But God had promised him that, and he knew that. So there he was, keeping the covenant, telling his servant to swear that he would do this thing to keep the covenant that he and God made. Isaac was his promise. And we know that anything that God promises, he's going to bring about. Sometimes it's just us and our time and doing what we want to do. God cannot lie. His word cannot fall to the ground. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do, and we think that God has overlooked us in that promise. God never, his promises never fall to the ground. We don't do what we're supposed to do sometimes, but we see here that he is telling his servant to swear and put his hand under his thigh. When we know back in those days when you put a man put his hand under his thigh to swear, that was a serious oath. That had to do with your children and the fruitfulness and of your household. It had to do with a lot of things. So if you broke that oath, that was crucial back in that time. Things will fall upon your family that you wouldn't want to come about. But he puts his hand under his thigh and he swears that he was going to do this, keeping the covenant, keeping Isaac covered, keeping Isaac where God would have him to be. So that's what we see Abraham doing here. And he was telling him, he was giving him specific instructions, even from the woman that he would choose. And he told, when we read in here, when we see the servant saying, what if this young lady is not willing to follow me? And sometimes, and what he told him was, God is going to send the angel on ahead. And that's what, when we ask God for things, and he gets things ready for us, and we can't see him working, but if we just go ahead and we walk on and we just look to God to answer those prayers and to give us what we need, we'll find it when we get there. Sometimes we just want him to do it right away. God does not do it right away. He doesn't even show us how he's going to do it. And we know the story of Abraham and Abraham's life. Sometimes God wasn't talking to Abraham all the time. He told him to leave his kindred, that land, leave his kindred, leave his family, leave that land, and he did that. But as we go through and we see the story of Abraham, he wasn't speaking to Abraham every single day. He had faith enough to know it was God. He had faith enough to move when God told him to move. So he's passing on this faith. He's passing on this covenant to his son because he knows Isaac is the promise. Isaac was the promise that he promised. He saw that. So he had to keep that in the line where God would have him to keep it. He had to keep it in covenant. So this is what we see him doing. We see Abraham putting things into motion because he knows he's stricken in age. He's getting older. He's not going to be for this world very long. So he has to make sure that everything stands the way God would have it to be. And that's what we should be doing sometimes when we look to God. When God tells us to do a specific thing, like he's telling his servant here, to do a specific thing, and God is going to make sure that specific thing happens. His servant goes in faith. He asks the question, what if this young lady would not be willing to follow me? That's what he asked. But he still went in faith, knowing that his servant, that his master sent him. And when our master sends us to do a thing, we should do the same thing. We should not question him, but we should go on. And he told him that God was going to make a way. And as we read the story, as we go on today, we'll see that God made a way for him to do exactly what he needed to do. God moves in his own time. God moves in his will, his perfect will, and his perfect timing. We cannot tell him how to do it and when to do it. He does it in his own time, in own way. So here we see Abraham setting up and just keeping the covenant with God and making sure that his son is going to do exactly what he should do for that covenant to stay, for that covenant and for that promise just to keep unfolding and unfolding generation after generation. God promised him a thing, and he trusted in God. Even in his old age, ready to die, Abraham still trusted in God to know that that covenant was going to come through. He may not have been allowed to see it, but he had faith in God and to know that it was going to come through Isaac. And we all know that, like I said, Ishmael was his firstborn, but Isaac was his promise. So that's who the covenant was going to be kept through. That's where everything was going to unfold through Isaac. And he's telling him about the wife that he would have him to, what he would have him to go and get for his son to keep it going, because he knew Isaac was going to keep God's covenant. He was going to keep his statutes. He was going to stay in that realm that God would have him do. And he would serve God and he would trust God That's why he's sending his servant to give. And that's what we see here, faith for the next generation. And we see that, we know that Isaac was raised with that faith, that I'm sure Abraham and Sarah put that faith down into him to know. And he knew what his role was. He knew that he was the promise. He knew, and he was going to carry out these things. So here we see here him setting it in motion, him preparing to pass on the faith or pass on the covenant, and putting his servant, giving him specific orders what to do and how to do it for the next generation to be blessed like God said it was going to be blessed, birth those many nations and those many generations that were going to come out of his son Isaac. And we know, like I said, Ishmael was his son, it was his firstborn, but he was not the promise. And anything that is born of the spirit always takes precedence over that is born in the flesh. And we know that Ishmael was born in the flesh because Sarah got in a hurry. But Isaac was born of the spirit because he was promised by God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
You think Ms. Blackburn, for faith for the next generation. Faith for the next generation. We're getting ready to go to Dr. June Normill, and she is going to come to us, and she is going to speak on the topic, a persistent prayer of faith. Genesis, same chapter, 24th chapter, 10th through the 19th verse. Dr. June Normill.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Give honor to God for allowing me to come before you today and radio audience and the radio panel. I give you honor today. My topic is a specific prayer of faith. And it reads from Genesis 24, 10 through 19, verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nea. And he made his servants to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw the water. And he said, O Lord of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give my camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Verse 15, and it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, whom was born of Bethuel, son of Michael, and wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened to let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. Verse 19, and when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And talking about my topic, a specific prayer of faith. And when you talk about specific, you talk about certain details, a specific or certain detail, how you want something. No ands and buts about it, but exactly how you want it. And to make wise decisions and to do it prayerfully, we got to know that prayer and making decisions goes together. And Abraham told his elder servant that he wanted him to go out and find a wife for his son Isaac. And so he did that. The servant went out and he made wise decisions. What he did was he prayed. He said, Lord, he said, let this woman, I'm paraphrasing, but let this woman who you have to be my servant, son, wife be, let her, he went into details. He said, let her give me water. Let her also give my camels water. So what he did, he went into God with prayer. And not only by that, he was specific. He had specific things how he wanted done. And when we pray, that's how we have to be about prayer. We have to be specific in what we say, because God will answer our prayer, because we are proud of what we say. If we pray anything according to his word, he will do it. And a lot of times we don't even know how we want a certain thing, but we just go into our flesh. We'll say things by spontaneous reaction, or just do by, or just being excited about something. But when we take our time and we know specifically what how we want to do, we will ask God in certain details what we want. Because the servant, he prayed for that. And what happened was God did that while he was yet praying. A lot of times while we're yet praying, the Bible said while he was yet praying, talking to God, his answer was on the way. Rebecca was on her way, coming down the place where he was. And he was specific about asking that. And not only that, the servant prayed for success in his effort. He had prayed that Abraham would get what he asked for. And he even spelled out how he hoped to see it happen. So he'll know for sure it was God guiding him. And she did everything step by step, what she wanted to do about the water. He asked the Lord to let one who give him a drink offer also water to his camels also. And he'll know that that was the one that God had ordained for Isaac's wife. And that's how I said even earlier, we have to be specific of what we want God for. And it's just not good enough for us who've been single, people who've been single, to ask God, say, God, give me a saved wife. Give me a saved husband. And God may grant you that prayer by just being a saved individual, but that person might have other issues, other situations, things that they're not delivered from, and you would be in a world of trouble by not being specific. And I know a lot of people have been asking God for certain things, but they weren't specific about it, and they got just what they asked for, you know, by not being specific, and it wasn't what they satisfied, what they really want. So he was specific about that. He asked God to let her, and he was looking for a character. So what he did, he said, well, I know one thing. He said, well, I test her by this. He said, I asked her to give me drink. Is that what she did? He said, not also that. I see how she just won't be selfish. She could be unselfish because I asked her also to get drink to my camel. And, you know, even back then, it take at least about 30 gallons for one camel to drink water in 10 minutes. So, you know, Rebecca had to really take time and to be unselfish, to be, you know, showing her mercy and showing grace and just showing kindness toward him to make sure all his camels had something to drink. So he was specific about that. And, you know, when we pray to God, we have to pray to God would give success, you know, and we seek to make the right choices. And then when we do, when we put almost like, we don't have to challenge God. We could like ask him, because God is not short in blessing us. He is, that his desire is to give us our heart's desires. He want to bless us. And then you might want to put a test to God. It's not hard for God. So you just tell God specifically what you want. Also, in Philippians, it urges us to pray. Philippians 4 says it urges us to pray, you know, and give supplication and thanksgiving to God, to make our requests known unto God. And that's just what the servant had did. He made his request known. And then not only that, the third thing, his specific prayer was, Abraham wanted Isaac to have a wife from his own, of his own people. He didn't want to have one from the Canaanites. He wanted to have from his own people. So what happened was, it happened just like he asked for. All three things he asked for, all the fleeces he put out before God. Even God answered everyone. Rebecca, she was a relative of Abraham's family. And even though she was Abraham's niece, she was Isaac's cousin, and that's what he wanted. So Rebecca was perfectly fit and fulfilled, you know, what God had granted the servant for. And he been with everything he prayed for. God had given success in the aspects of his whole mission. It was completed by him just being specifically and what he wanted. And God just showed him all the signs that he wanted. Rebecca gave him drink. She gave the camels drink. And then he also asked to let it be a relative of Abraham, one of his own people. And it was his niece, his Isaac's cousin, that he gave her. And she was unmarried. And in addition to her fulfilling the servant's prayer, he just didn't pray that Rebecca provided water for him and his camel when he asked for a drink. The servant watched, you know, her closely, and then he seen her, and he just felt her in the spirit. Even Rebecca, it's possible that she even felt that that was the right one for her, too, because even when he was ready to leave, they bored him overnight. She was ready to leave. He said, no, we have to ask Rebecca herself. Let her say that. No, Rebecca agreed with that. So we know God will agree. Your spirit will bear witness to what God had already ordained. It's when we make our prayer specifically to God. So we discount this. We have to, go around straight to the point because it's not a hard thing for God. And just being the example of Abraham's servant, an example of how God just granted his prayers by everything that he asked, it should encourage us to know that we could go to God with specifically. God is not intimidated by things we think is too impossible because nothing is possible to them that believe. And God wants us to have good things. He wants to have the best. But it's not good enough and just not enough for us just to go out on our own wisdom, our own knowledge and understanding of our finite mind because we have to go along with wisdom. We have to pray and find out what the will of God is. And we see right here in Genesis 24:10-19 that God answered the servant's prayer that he went out. His mission was completed. And even though it still encouraged us to say while he was yet praying, the answer was already on the way. And God will do the same thing for us. And we thank you and praise Jesus for just being a right and on time God for what we pray specifically in faith for what we want. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normale. We want to thank both of the women of God so far that have come forth. We had, at first, we had Ms. Helen Watson, who came to us and talked to us about faith for the next generation. Then we had Dr. Normale that came, and she talked about a specific prayer of faith. And we're going to have part two of a specific prayer of faith coming none other than Pastor Francina Shanks. Come on, while you get a chance to hear the woman of God as God give her insight on these verses. Pastor Shanks.
Praise the Lord. Thank God so much for his grace today. I'm finishing off where the woman of God had left off, talking about a specific prayer of faith, verse 20 from the same chapter, Genesis 24. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, talking about the damsel now, that came down to the well. And her name is Rebecca, praise God. And she drew water and drew for all his camels for Abraham's servant. Verse 21, and the man wondering at her held his peace. That means he didn't say anything. He just looked at her to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. That word wit means he was looking to see or receive if God had made his journey prosperous, and that God, you know, was fulfilling his request, what he had asked in faith. And verse 22, and it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekel weight of gold. And verse 23, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in our father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And so we know that Milcah was the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and that's what she was saying to him. She said, moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things, what this man had told her, Abraham's servant, at the well. So Abraham's servant pray a specific prayer. And the title of this message is A Specific Prayer of Faith. He prayed a specific prayer of faith. He was precise. That's what that word specific means. He was definite. He was particular. He made a particular, precise petition to the Lord, our God, the God of Abraham, on what he wanted the woman to show or demonstrate when she came to the well. And so this young woman, who was very beautiful, the scripture says, fair to look upon, that means she was beautiful. When she came down to that well, she did everything that he asked the Lord that she would do, as far as feeding the animals as well, you know, giving them some water to drink as well as giving him some water to drink. And so that's the way we have to be. We have to be very specific, precise, and particular in what we want the Lord to do by faith, because our topic is a specific prayer of faith, because the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please him. So they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so the servant has sought the Lord diligently and asked the Lord a specific thing. He made a specific request to the Lord, and the Lord granted him his request. That's how we have to be. We got to know that our God is God, and if we are seeking his will and we ask him according to his will, that he will do what we ask, and he is. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, command ye me. I have told that to a lot of God people, command ye me. But what that saying is, remind God of who he is and what he says in his word. We can do that when we're walking according to his will. And over in the New Testament, Jesus even told certain people, like the woman, say, according to your faith is so. When they asked him a particular made a particular request to him. He said, according to your faith, it is so. And the Lord has did me like that many times, and I know those that are on the panel, the Lord has did you like that too. And many of you that are out there listening. So all we have to do is walk by faith and not by sight, and it's not what we see, it's what we don't see. If we come back over in the Old Testament, we'll see where the prophet, asked the Lord to hold the sun up. No, that was Joshua. Joshua prayed and asked the Lord to keep the sun up, not let the sun go down. And the Lord did that. He granted his request. And then the prophet Elijah, he prayed that it wouldn't rain in the space of 3 years, and it did not rain. So we can do that. We can ask a particular thing of our God, and by faith he'll do that. But we have to be specific in what we want to ask the Lord according to his will. He's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. And so we got to know that we can do that as his children when we walk in obedience. And according to his will, we can ask a specific thing from the Lord, a specific request. We can do that as his children. God is so good. And so this is what the servant did. And so the young maiden, which was Rebecca, Abraham's niece, he asked a particular thing, and Rebecca came down to that well, and she did everything that he had asked that she would do. She gave him water when he asked her for water, and she also gave him water for his camels and everything, and for his the other servants that were with him too, because he wasn't by himself, praise God. And so I just want to encourage the people of God today to be specific. You can't be specific. You can make your requests known to God by faith. Be specific. Have a specific prayer of faith. You can say, ask a specific prayer of faith to God, and you got to have faith according to his will. And praise the Lord, I just thank God today for this word that I've heard today from his people, his servants, his women on today. And I give God all the glory for the great things he has done and he will do. As I turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. We thank God for giving us the word today as we walk through the word of God. I don't know, it's something about walking that can give you a peace and a serenity. It takes time to walk, in particular how far you're going. So therefore, we want to go far and far, close and closer to God, to God's word. But the word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Today we are studying, we are speaking, we are teaching here at the Breakthrough Broadcast. Our topic is faith for every decision. I mean, not some decision, but we have to have faith for every decision that we make in life. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct our path. So if we believe God, we should be able to petition him, to go before him in prayer. What we do in word or deed, we ought to do it in the name of Jesus. Now, Ms. Watson talked about faith for the next generation. And Dr. Normill and Pastor Shanks, they came and they spoke about a specific prayer of faith. And I just want to touch a little bit on our third subtopic, which is faith to accept God's will. And I would like to begin reading from the 24th chapter of Genesis, beginning at that 50th verse and end at that 61st verse. And it reads, then Laman and Bethuel answered and said, the things proceed from the Lord. We cannot speak bad or good. Behold, Rebecca is before you. Take her and go and let her be your master's son wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard that word, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the ground. Why? Because of the fact that he had petitioned God, he had asked God. Remember, we said, the word said, ask and it shall be given. He had faith to believe God. His master had sent him to get a wife for his son. And he didn't want, as the speaker said, not just any kind of wife. And a man should not want just any kind of wife. Or a wife should not want just any kind of husband. But in this case, she had to have, Abraham gave the servant specific instructions on what kind of woman he was looking for. And when he had found this woman and all the petition that he had made, God honored his prayer. And after she had said yes, and after he had found this woman, this man, he began to worship. The word tells us that he bowed down. He worshiped his servant. He began to give praise unto the Lord because he worshiped the Lord and he bowed down to God in thanksgiving and praises. That just let us know something. When God bless us, how soon we forget. We're so happy because of what God has done when we petition and ask him. But we give him the praise before and after he has moved in our lives? Do we let him know, God, I appreciate, I thank you for what you have done, how you have led me in the pathway of righteousness, how, in this case, how you have sent me to a wife for my master's son. And she didn't argue about not going back. She was in agreement with it. And the questions that and the things that I needed her to do and wanted her to do to know that this was the right and correct woman or person, then she did it all. And when we look at that 53rd verse, it reads, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. I don't tell me that God do not know how to bless his people. God knows how to bless us. God knows how to give us the best. God knows how to give us part of the blessing and also to make us happy and to make us contented and to be able to reward us for the things that he does in our life. So after they didn't give these things, it tells in the 53 that after she had petitioned her to go back with them, that we see that here in that 53rd verse that these are the things that Rebecca was given. They weren't anything shabby. They were nice things. Don't tell me that silver is not nice. Don't tell me that gold isn't. And I'm quite sure the raiment that they had given her was also something that she loved and appreciated. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night, which means that he waited all night. And then they arose up in the morning, and he said, send me away to my master. In other words, I've fulfilled, I've done everything that my master has asked me to do and required me to do. I've done it. So as a potential wife, have already potentially said that she was going to come and she was going to go and with them. So he was ready to leave. He didn't want to stagnate. He didn't want to be there any longer. He didn't want to linger anymore because the what he was sent to do, I had already been done. So in verse 55, if you follow me, it says, and her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide, which means stay, with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go. Well, I'm quite sure, as being family, and because of the fact that the servant had come a long way, that they thought, well, she agreed to go, but we want to spend some time with her. Why let her stay for 10 days before she leaves? But when you begin to read the Word of God, this man, he was on business. There are people that's on business. They have one vision, and that's they have one mindset. They want to do the will of the Father. In this case, they want to do the will of the Master, and yet he was obedient unto God. And this is what he said. He said to them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. Oh, my God. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called me back up and said unto her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. I believe Rebecca was ready to meet her mate as well. Rebecca was ready to get to venture and cover the ground and journey to a place that she knew that was going to take her to Isaac. So therefore, she said that she would go. And they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, "You are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them." And that last verse, "And Rebecca arose, and her damsel, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man, and the servant took Rebecca and went his way." But we look at this topic. It says faith to accept God's will. Faith, we need faith to accept the will of God. Sometimes we ask God to do things for us in our life, and because of the fact that God do not do it our way, then we get upset with God because he didn't do it your way, or the time that you asked him to do it, or the people that you wanted him to give you, or the place that you wanted to be. But the word tells us that we must have faith to accept God's will. You see, we ought not to want to be in permissive will, but in his perfect will. I want God's perfect will in my life. I don't want God to just to give me anything. We had a man, Saul was, and the people wanted a king. So God gave them. They asked for a king. God gave them the king. They gave them Saul. But this wasn't God's choice. It was the people's choice. And that is the way that we should do when we are marrying, when we're looking for jobs, when we're doing anything in our life. We should acknowledge God. And whatever he tells us, we need to accept his will. God, not my will, but your will. Not my will, but let God's will be done. The word of God says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, no matter how things difficult it may look, like when he was going to get the wife or the bride for Isaac, and was sent by Abraham, he believed God. No matter how many obstacles things that he could have encountered, he believed God. And we must do the same thing. We must be able to surrender our will to the Father. You know, if we learn how to pray and believe God and stand on God's word. You know, prayer is communication. It takes two to communicate. So we need to communicate with God, and then we ought to hear what God is saying. And we ought to trust God enough to know that God, whatever you do, whatever you say, it's going to be all right. So even as we take the lesson from Abraham's servant, we can see how obedient, how humble that he was, but yet specific, bold, straightforward, come on, and he was able to conquer, be able to do those things, and was able to bring back his wife or his master's son, which was Isaac. I just want to tell you today that God still is in control. And, you know, one of the things that I would like to say to you, that we can trust God's plan for our lives. And one of the verses that was in our topic today was came from Psalms, the 37th chapter and the 5th verse, and it's one of our key verses. And it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So today, I know that you have been blessed. I know that God has imparted unto you more and more of his word, that you can be able to surrender your life unto him. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And we want, before we go before the throne of grace, we want to just take this opportunity, take this time to thank Ms. Helen Watson, Dr. June Normill, Pastor Francina Saint, for being a part of the Breakthrough broadcast and for allowing the Lord God to use them for the upbuilding of the kingdom and for tearing down of the strongholds of the enemy and to impart his word to his people. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another opportunity to come before you and to come before your people. Your words say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn away from their wicked way, then you said that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin. And you said that you would heal the land. Father, our desire, our petition today, God, that you will heal the land. God, that you will forgive sin. God, that you will cause that backslider to come back to you. God, we ask even now that that person that's in trouble right now, I pray, God, even now, God, that you'll let them make the right decision. And God, that person, Father God, that is sick, and the doctor has given up on them, and the doctor has given them a bad report. I pray, God, even now that you touch them, God, that you reveal faith and truth to them, God, that they have faith to believe you, God, to know that there is nothing too hard for you, God, there is nothing impossible for you to do. Lord, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, because, Lord, I stand upon your word. You said to ask, and it shall be given. You said, to seek and ye shall find. You said, to knock and the door shall be open. Father, you said that we had the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. You said that it shall be moved. Father, you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Father, you are the true and the living God. Father, everything began with you and ends with you. So I ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, all miracle working power to be demonstrated and manifested in the lives of those people, those that are sad, those that are lonely, God, those that are depressed, God, those that are in life, those that, Father God, Lord God, is weary, God, those that seem to be forsaken. Oh, God, I pray even now that you would touch them right now. And most of all, for those that are not saved, you say that we confess our mouth with our mouth, Lord, believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. Father, you're able to save to the uttermost. And, Father, we thank you and faith. We believe it, God, for everyone that's listening and not saved, God, that they shall be saved. Father, we just thank you even now. In Jesus' name, you have been listening to the Breakthrough broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy and the Breakthrough panel. in, that you can receive faith to believe God. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.